Good morning.
Today's daf in Temura. Daf Chav Tes. We are in Chav Ches. Chav Ches Amud Aleph. And we did the Mishnah yesterday, and we are learning about Tarovitz. We're learning about mixtures. So the Mishnah, one of the more popular topics throughout Shas, is that when it comes to Kachim, and in general on animals, so there's no bittul. There's not going to be any nullification whatsoever. So that means to say that if I have one animal which is forbidden for various reasons, we'll go through the reasons in just a moment, and it gets mixed up with two other animals, five other animals, 100 other animals, 1,000 other animals, it does not matter. They're all going to be subject to the rule of whatever that one animal is going to be. So that if that one animal is disqualified for the mizbech, all of them are going to be disqualified for the mizbech as well. The Mishnah, just quickly to review, kol asurim legabe mizbech, I'm just starting from the Mishnah again, anything which is forbidden for the mizbech, asurim b'chol shehein. So any amount will be asur. Harova v'anir of an animal that was involved in the bestiality, hamukza v'aneva, an animal that was involved in idolatry. Both of these points we're going to explore and explain better later this morning. Ha'estan, an animal that was involved in prostitution, that will be explained better tomorrow. Mechir, any animal that's exchanged for a dog. Okay, I'll try to explain tomorrow what's so bad about that. The hakalim, an animal that is a product of a crossbreed. The hatrefa, an animal that's a trefa, the yotzidofen, an animal that's born cesarean. So all these animals are disqualified for the mizbeach. So if any of these animals get mixed together with other animals, so the entire tarovitz, the entire mixture is going to be forbidden. Now the Mishnah over here goes over muksa and nevad, ezel muksa. So the Mishnah just wants to know what is an example of muksa. So a muksa l'avodas kochav is something set aside for avodah zarah. Okay? Stay tuned later this morning. We'll explain that also a little bit better. Hu astu mashalav mutter. Now, as far as the muksa is concerned, the animal itself is going to be forbidden, but whatever is adorned on the animal is going to be permitted. Ezu anevad kol she'ov dinosa. Hu umash alav astu. Now, when it comes to navad, not only is the animal going to be forbidden, but anything on the animal itself is also going to be forbidden. Vizeh vizeh motar b'achila. Now, all these cases are motar b'achila. Now, when we say all these cases are motar b'achila, we mean all these cases are motar b'achila. There's only one notable exception, I think, which is trefa. Now, trefa, you're not allowed to eat, but all the other animals, you're allowed to eat. Meaning, rova v'nirva, so that you're allowed to eat, which is true by all these animals. These disqualifications are only disqualifications vis-a-vis the mizbeach. But as far as personal consumption is concerned, go ahead, enjoy. Okay. Amamar osrin b'chol shein, de lo batle beruba, tanina. So now the Gemara for about the next 15-20 lines of Gemara is basically going to try to explain. You know, this Mishnah makes a point which we seem to have made already in Shas a number of times. And we learned Zvachim, and we already saw this in Zvachim. And we learned Avodah Zarah, and we already saw this in Avodah Zarah. So what's going on in Temura right now? What new feature is being taught to us in Temura that the Mishnah here needs to tell us that there's no bittul when it comes to these types of psulim? So the first thing we do is we turn to a Mishnah in Zvachim. The Mishnah in Zvachim, Daf Ayin Amud Bey, says, Kol HaKadosh Shishinah Sarva B'chatos Mesos U'Beshor Niskol Afilu Echa B'Ribu Yemusu. So first of all, we have a Mishnah that says that if I have a Chatos Mesa gets mixed up with other animals, so they're all set to die. Now, at first when the Mishnah is presented to us, we think that what the Mishnah means is, I have a whole bunch of Chatos and Mesos, Chatos that need to die, and I got one little carbon that gets mixed in with them. The Kashulan, my Ka'amar Afilu. Now, we don't have the word Afilu in our Gemara, so you'll put that in, right? Mm-hmm. I think Rashi has that girsa. My Afilu. So, my Afilu, Hachi Ketanis. So the Gemara says, this is what is taught. Nisarva behen mechatos mesos, or shoranisko Afilu beribu yamuso. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do is just clarify that Mishnah in Zvachim. That Mishnah in Zvachim is teaching us that if I have one chatas amesa that gets in, mixed in with a whole bunch of other animals, so they all need to die. Okay? Just like the chatas amesa. Good. So that's a Mishnah in Zvachim. So now I get it. If I have one carbon that's disqualified, that gets mixed in with a bunch of other animals as well, they all need to die. So once I have that principle down, so what I gain with our Mishnah here in Temura? Well, the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because over there In the case of Chatas HaMeisa, look, let's take a look at what is the Issa that got mixed in, and that is specifically Chatas HaMeisa. That's a Chatas that is deemed to die. Okay, so not only is it Asr Ba'achil, it's also Asr Ba'ana as well. Okay, earlier we learned, just as a side note, earlier we learned regarding the Chatas HaMeisa, when we did the fifth perek of Temura, the fourth perek of Temura, so the Mishnah over there says that regarding the Chatas HaMeisa, lo nenin v'lo mo'alin. So you're not allowed to get hana from the animal. It's Asr Ba'ana. Rashi over there, interestingly, writes that it's Asr Ba'ana only midrabanan. Sounds like from this Gemara, I don't know. This Gemara indicate otherwise, that it's Asr Ba'ana even minatora. Okay, just as a side note. Anyway, Hasamu da'asiri hana, ava hacha da'lavi suri hana, but over here, look what we're talking about. An animal involved in bestiality. That animal is not Asr Ba'ana. In fact, as we mentioned back in the Mishnah, you can eat that animal. Now, let me just make this point clear. The Gemara later on will make it clear, but let me make it clear now. An animal involved in bestiality, right? Aside from that being just so distasteful, but just clinically, halachically, what happens to the animal? Animal stoned, meaning it's a, right? Right, both person and animal are put to death. So it's a little bit interesting, meaning the Mishnah says, that's okay, you can use it for the mizbeach, but you can take it home and you can eat it. So how are we eating it if it has to be put to death? Right. It's a simple question. But the solution also is, and again, the Gemara later on will spell this out, right, there was only one witness watching it, or, if you'd like, maybe the owner himself admitted to it. But in other words, we didn't have two witnesses who actually saw the animal be involved in the act of Rova Venirva. Okay, anyway, back to our Gemara over here. So all these cases in our Mishnah, they're not Asr Ba'ana. Fine. So I might have thought, since the Isser is not as severe, so therefore there should be Bittul. Okay, that's what our Mishnah is coming to teach us. Kamash Malan. Rova Venirva Namitanina. So the Gemara says, okay, but let's go over another Mishnah in Zvachim. Good. But the next Mishnah in Zvachim seems to make exactly this point. It's Arvu. Rova Venirva Yirach Yistavu V'yamachu V'yavi B'demei Yafesh Behen. May also Amin. So the Mishnah, again back in Zvachim, same general area, Daf Ayin Aleph, says that if I have Rova Venirva get mixed up with a bunch of other animals, let them all graze, develop a blemish, and sell them. And whichever one was the best animal, meaning you don't know which one was the carbon, whichever one was the best animal, use the value of that animal and use that for your carbon. So Amar Rav Kahana, Amrisa L'Shemaisa, Kamen de Rav Shima, Rav Ashi, Amali, Chad de Bechulam, Chad beKachem, V'tzricham. So he says, well, the one is talking about Chulin, one's talking about Kachem. What does that mean? One's talking about Chulin versus one talking about Kachem. So Rashi says that when they got mixed up together, they got mixed up when they were chulin, and afterwards you were makdishit. Okay? And as opposed to the Mishnah Zvachim, was when they got mixed up after they were kaddish, utzricha. And they're both necessary. Because if I only taught it by kachim, well, that is, they're pretty disgusting. But if they got mixed up as chulin, so I might have thought they may be open more to bittul. Okay, good. Gemara says, okay, so you're telling me now that the whole chiddush over here is to tell me that not only if they got mixed up as kachim, but even if they got mixed up as chulin, there's no bittul. Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, fifth parak of Avodah Zarah, Tanina. Ve'ela asurim ve'osim b'chol shehin. These things are going to be prohibited with any amount, and they are. Yain nesach avodas kochavim. Yain nesach is wine used for Avodah Zarah. Avodas kochavim is Avodah Zarah. Sipori mitzara, the bird of the mitzara, oris levuvim. Hides levuvim. Hides of heart. What does that mean? You remember back in the fifth parak of Avodah Zarah? They used to have the following for their Avodah Zarah. They used to cut a hole in the chest of the animal, right where the heart is, and they went, reached in, grabbed the heart, and yanked the heart right out. Okay. In other words, you didn't see that whole action, but you just simply look at the hide, and you see a cut in the hole right opposite the heart and the hide, and now you know that these hides were used for this idolatrous service. Seir Nazir, Hair of a Nazir, Petach Hamor, the redemption of the donkey, Basa Bechalav, the firstborn donkey, which was not redeemed, Basa Bechalav, Shor Nizka, Egla Rufa, Chulin Shenishkutu Bazara, meat and milk, animal that needs to be stoned, Egla Arufa, animal used for the process of a murder which we don't know who the murderer is. Chulin Shenishkutu Bazara, Sira Mishtalech, the goat that sent off the cliff. Hare Elu Asurin V'Osim Bechol Shehin. All these cases where I have a mixture of this, and it doesn't matter how much is getting mixed in with, there is no bittul. And that's all these cases over here talking about chulin. It's not talking about karban. Well, except for Sira Mishtalech, and I guess you can argue that point. But anyway, the point is that we have a Mishnah by Chulin, that there's no bittul, tricha. Diyash minan hasam. Now, a little bit of the gears to change. De la hejot aval gavoa ema lo nifsedu lechulum. So I might have thought like this. Look, vis-a-vis you and I, we can't enjoy these mixtures. So I've read tzatz about now. But in other words, I should have the mizbeach lose out. Or you can make the exact opposite argument, where I'll say, look, I'm not going to use it for the Mizbeach, but let me at least enjoy Kamash Malan. So the Gemara says, that's the Chiddush over here, is that it's also both for human consumption and Mizbeach consumption, period. Okay? That is the end of all the three chusas. So, we have, if we could just organize all this information, we have a Mishnah in Temura, two Mishnahs in Zvachim, and a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, and basically the Gemara is trying to map out why we need so many Mishnahs to basically tell us there's no bittul. That when I have an animal that is prohibited for whatever reason, there's not going to be bittul. This animal will get mixed up with a bunch of other animals, and there simply will not be bittul. So the Gemara navigates why it is we need all four Mishnahs. Okay, Rova Vinirva. Okay, and now the drushas. Okay, for a good part of the remainder of today, we do drushas. Okay, how do I know? How do I know that Rova Vinirva is going to be excluded from the Mizbeach? Now remember, the point that we're going to be making time and again is the following. For all these disqualifications, you can't offer it on the Mizbeach. You and I will be able to eat it, we'll be able to enjoy it, but you simply cannot use it for the Mizbeach. So we start off with Rova Vinirva, an animal involved in bestiality. So the Gemara quotes from the first parak of Vayikra. The Torah, when describing the carbon, says, "Mina behema," you're going to use some of your animals. Lahotzi. Now, already you can see from the Torah, not every animal is going to be used for the Mizbech. There's an exclusion. Now, at this point in time, it could be arbitrary, meaning what exclusion could the Torah be talking about? And we're going to pinpoint and we're going to say, oh, it's talking about Rova Vinirva. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask, like, how did you, just from the words Mina Behema, how did you get that? How did you get that we're coming to exclude Rova Vinirva? Okay, so stay tuned. The Gemara later on will describe. So Mina Behema Lahotzi Rova Vinirva Valo Dinhu. Now the Gemara says, now without a drasha, just using logic, Kal V'Chomer, I already would have told you that you can't use Rova Vinirva. Now again, Rova Vinirva is an animal involved in bestiality where there wasn't two witnesses. Again, had there been two witnesses, the animal would be put to death. I don't need a pasuk in Torah to tell me, oh, don't offer it on the Mizbeach, the animal's put to death. We're talking about where it was only established that the animal was involved in bestiality simply because one witness came forward. And the Gemara says, I would have learned it from logic. Look, a Baal Mum, an animal is a physical blemish. Did it do anything wrong? Obviously not. Right? And meanwhile, you can't use it for the Mizbech. Rova Vinirva Shenevda Bahem Aveira. So Rova Vinirva, where the animal was involved in an act of Isser, so Einu Din Shasun Lagabim Mizbech, it for sure should be also to the Mizbech. Good. Logic. Using an argument. So Chorish B'Shur V'Chamor Yochich, so the Gemara says it's not great logic. It's not a great argument, because I'll point to another animal that was involved in an Isser, and you could still offer to the Mizbeach. Specifically, Chorish B'Shur V'Chamor Yochich. What if I plow with a ox and a donkey together? Torah says you're not allowed to do that. And if you do that, the animals are not prohibited to the Mizbeach. Shenevda behen bo avera, and avera was involved with these animals. Umut lagabe mizbech, and they're permitted to the mizbech. So the Gemara says malachorish b'shur v'chamor she'ein chayavin misa. So the Gemara says, okay, but that's a mild iser. Okay, now generally speaking, we don't get to say that. You know, we don't have an entitlement to talk about mild isurim, but sometimes we look at the punishment and we basically can gauge, like, how prohibited an act is it. So if you plow shor v'chamor together, it's a lav. It's a negative prohibition. You'll get malchus. But it's not a capital crime. Bestiality is a capital crime. So tomer berova v'nir v'shachay v'misa. So okay, so in other words, so let's leave shor v'chamor plowing together. Leave that aside because that's not a capital crime. It's only a negative prohibition. So now, I'm left with now bestiality. So, again, now let's use our Kav HaChomer. The Kav HaChomer now is going to be that if a Baal Mum cannot be offered on the Mizbech and no Aver was done to it, so same thing could be said about Rova V'Nirva. So, Tolcha Ma Shehevesa. Harisha Nevda Behem Aver B'Shnei Edim Nevda Behem Aver Al Pi Erech Ar Al Pi Abal Minayin. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. But the best thing I can tell you is that's only if two witnesses come forward. We want to say even a bigger chiddush, which is, what if the act was seen only by one witness? Or what if the owner himself admitted that his animal was involved in bestiality? So how do you know in those cases that the animal will be disqualified if all you have going for you is just a kal v'chomer, just logic? I'm Rabbi Shimon, ani dan. So Rabbi Shimon says, okay, so let me step in. And Rabbi Shimon says, let me do the logic. Again, I mentioned this many times, Rabbi Shimon's time of decree. Meaning, if you look at the, who's the logician of all of Shas, so I point my finger at Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is always seeking time of decree. Meaning, he always looks at what's behind the pasuk. He always seeks reasons behind the Torah. So Rabbi Shimon's coming forward and he says, allow me to give a kav v'chomer. Look, when it comes to Baal Mum, so let's say two people warn the animal. I know this sounds funny. Warns the animal, right? Or provides some sort of warning that the animal is a Baal Mum. Are we allowed to eat it? Sure, of course. Meaning it's a Baal Mum. It's just a physical blemish. But Hasra there doesn't do anything. Okay? But Hodas Eidecha Posas Me'akrava. But meanwhile, all I need is one person to step forward and say, the animal has a blemish on it, and then everyone says, oh, it has a blemish on it, can't use it for the Mizbech anymore. Rova Venirda, excuse me, Rova Venirva, Shodashne Eidem Poslaso Me'achila, Eino Din Shodas Eidecha Posas Me'akrava. Now, Rova Venirva, two people step forward and say, the animal was involved in bestiality. So are you and I allowed to eat it? And the answer is absolutely not. Because once two people say that the animal was involved in bestiality, now the animal needs to be put to death. So therefore, you see that two people can create an iser. Well, if two people can create an iser, Einu din shodas eidechad poslosu me'akrava, can't one person posle for a krava? So in other words, let's do that again. Right? Everyone see the logic? It's not easy logic. Meaning, and later on the Gemara is going to dismiss it outright. But before we dismiss it, let's just go over it one more time. In the world of Baal Mum, a blemished animal, two witnesses come forward and say the animal's blemished. Are you and I allowed to eat it? Sure. So what? It has a physical blemish. That doesn't make it a... It's just a nick in the ear. It's not a big deal. Meanwhile, one person testifies to the actual blemish itself. You can't offer it to the Mizbeach. Okay. Now let's move over to Rova V'Nirva, an animal involved in bestiality. Two people say the animal is involved in bestiality. Can you and I eat it? Absolutely not. So if two people can create it, an Isser Achila for you and me, so then surely one person can create an Isser towards the Mizbeach. That's the logic of Rabbi Shimon. So Tamalomar min abehemalotzi Rova V'Nirva, and then the Braisa ends so awkwardly, and the Braisa says, and we have a drasha, meaning after having gone through a kav v'chomer, and it seems like Rabbi Shimon's kav v'chomer is successful, seems that way, and then the Braisa says, oh, and we have a drasha, and the drasha says, min abehema, telling me that I can't use Rova V'Nirva for the Mizbeach. So the Gemara realizes how awkward that Braisa ended. Kavachomer by Rabbi Shimon. Kavachomer went uncontested. And then the Braisa says, oh, now we have a drasha. So the Ha'asya Medina. So the Gemara says, didn't you use logic? Didn't you use Kavachomer? So top now of Chavches Amid Beis. Am Ravashi Mishum Di'ik Lameimer Mikari Dinner Pircha. So Ravashi says, Kavachomer is not good. Now it's interesting, the Braisa doesn't tell us all this, meaning Ravashi, the Amora, is basically now explaining, you have to read this into the Braisa, because what else are you going to say? Why else would the Braisa, after having gone through Kavachomer, basically now say, oh, and here's our drasha? So, read this into the Braisa. Am Ravashi, Mishum Dikla Memer, Mikar Dina Pircha, Mala Balmom, Shikim Mumuniker. Because Balmom, No, the witnesses didn't reveal anything, right? In other words, the blemish was there already. All the witnesses did is basically just tell us that the blemishes are there, but the witnesses there aren't. It's just gilu be'alma, right? Everybody can see it. The witnesses didn't create anything. Tamar barova v'nir v'shein momanikar. But when animals involved in bestiality, okay, nobody knows. Right, the witnesses actually create something. They create a status. Okay, so witnesses by a rova v'nirva are much more substantial, are much more significant than witnesses by a blemish. Because blemishes, the status is there. The witnesses are just telling us that. Rova v'nirva, the witnesses are actually creating the status. It's much different. So the Gemara says, and that's why the Kavachomer Rabbi Shimon is not good, and that's why the Braisa ended up with it's a drasha. Okay, next. Min habakar lahotzi es hanevad, animal that was actually worshipped. Now, just the first interesting fact, and it's an important fact to realize before getting into this next discussion of the Gemara. Right? I know in India it's very popular. Right? They worship their cows. Yeah, they like worshipping their cows. So their cows are gods. The closest thing we have to idolatry nowadays. Okay. Except with America's obsession with the NFL. But outside of that, though, okay. So they worship their cows. The cow that's worshipped actually is not prohibited for you and I. Right? Did you know? An animal that's alive is not transformed into avodah zarah. Inanimate objects, meaning if they make their little idol and then they worship to their idol, so that idol now is usur. It's usur b'achila. You're not going to eat the idol. But in other words, it's usur b'hana. No, you can't get any benefit from it whatsoever. You have to destroy it. You have to grind it up. You have to throw it into Yam HaMelech. Meaning the inanimate item becomes totally prohibited. A live animal, even though it's worshipped, does not become prohibited. Did you know? Right? So you could take the animal home and you can eat it. And okay, Indian cow, enjoy. The point is that if the cow is worshipped, I can't use it for the mizbeach. Right? Again, it's the recurring chiddush again and again throughout this whole discussion. Despite the fact that you and I can enjoy it in the privacy of our own home, it's tainted towards the mizbeach. And the Gemara now says, how do I know this by Navan? Mina behema lotzi rova v'nirva mina bakar. Lotzi, I'm sorry, that was the end of the last discussion. Mina bakar lotzi es hanevad. So bakar, mina bakar, that's again, first parak of Vayikra, tells me that an animal that was nevad cannot be used vis-a-vis the mizbeach. Valodinu ma'es anamechir shet sipuyam mutar en hein asurin, nevad shet sipuyam asur, eno dinshu asur. So again, the brice over here starts off with a kavachomer. It seems to be that it's logical. Esnan umechir. Animals that were involved in prostitution, payment for prostitution, that's tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow we will discuss prostitution nearly the entire daf. Okay? Talk about a teaser. Okay, come back tomorrow. So the, but neva, so esnan umechir, that sipuya mutar. Now, if these animals are adorned, anything I use towards its adornment is fine. Meaning mutter, meaning don't have the psul of esdan mechir. And meanwhile, hey, nasur, but the animals themselves, of course, are usur. Nevad, an animal which is worshipped, should see puyav usur. Now, if the animal is adorned with anything on it, those things will be usur. Before it was worshipped, after it was worshipped, subject to a machlokus rishonim, but In the meantime, however, Enu Dinshu Aser. So if the adornment of these animals are prohibited, so aren't the animals themselves prohibited? Ochilaf, the Gemara says, or you could really take this argument and invert the argument. Well, by Esan and Mechir, where the animals themselves are prohibited, but the Tzipuyim, anything you adorn them with, they're going to be Mutter, Neva Shem Mutter, Yehate Tzipuyim Mutter. On the other hand, Neva, an animal that was worshipped, is Mutter, so maybe its adornment also should be Mutter. Im Kain Bitalta Losach Mekesef Azav Aleihem, Velakach Zalach, the Gemara says, well, that's such a bizarre conclusion, because how can I use a Kavachomer to bring me to a point where that point contradicts a pasuk in the Torah? So Aniya came in a losach mosach mal kesef zav, but dar she'ein bo ruach chayim. So the Gemara says, well, no, because what I could do is I could take that pasuk in the beginning of Dvarim, Parshas Ekev, and I could relegate that pasuk to inanimate idols. Aval b'davar she'ish bo ruach chayim, but animals that are treated like gods, the hein mutter yachol yeit super mutter. Well, the animals themselves remain mutter, as I explained a couple minutes earlier. So maybe the adornment also is mutter tamalamar mina bakar lahotzias nevad. So the mina bakar is telling me that no, that nevad will be prohibited. Okay. Mask of Rav Chanina, time of demiat tikra, halom miat tikra, tipuya mutter. So the Gemara says, really, without the Torah exclusion, I would have thought that the adornment would be mutter. Aksiv, the pasuk says v'yibaratem eshman kol asur lishman. Anything that's made lishma. Right, we're coming on to Pesach. So you know the matzah has to be made lishma. So just the opposite over here. If I have anything made l'shem avodah zarah, it will have the status of avodah zarah. So I have something now that's made as an adornment to the cow. Right? So it's lishma. So how could you suggest, or for that matter even conclude, that sipuyam would be mutter? So the Gemara says, "Ha'u lechanos lahem shem hu da'asa." No, that pasuk of ibaratam eshmam, that's telling me that I should deride and make fun of avodah zarah. And the Gemara says, "I'll give you a couple of examples." The Beis Galia, Karinosa, Beis Karya, right? They had a avodah zarah called Beis Galia, and you call it, meaning we're supposed to, in the case of avodah zarah, actually make fun of, poke fun of avodah zarah. Call it Beis Karya. Beis Karya is house of relieving yourself. Pnei HaMolach, right? That's their Avodah Zarah. So you call it Pnei Kala, face of dog. Ein Kol, the eye that sees everything, that was an Avodah Zarah they had. Ein Kotz, eye, thorn in the eye. Okay, so in other words, that's your job. Your job is to make fun of Avodah Zarah, and that's what we learn out from the pasuk of Yibadatem Es Shemam. Meaning, their name, don't give any sanctity to the name. In fact, make fun of their name. Okay, the Epochana. Good. All right, so we have now two drushas in front of us. One drusha is Mina Bakar, and the other one is Mina Behema. Mina Behema is coming to tell me, Lahotzia Rova Venirva, I can't use animals for that were involved in bestiality. And Mina Bakar tells me that I can't use animals that were actually worshipped as idolatry. The Epoch Ana, now here the Gemara is asking, seems to be a little bit arbitrary that Behema is involved, is about Rova Venirva, Bakar is about idolatry. So the Gemara says, why don't we switch it? Mina behema lochsias anavon, mina bakar lochsias rova venirva, hasa minyana dekra, ksiv gabe behema. So the Gemara says, context. Context. That when the Torah talks about bestiality, the Torah says, v'ish ki yiteng shikvaso, bibehema mos yumas. Right. So when the Torah talks about bestiality, it uses the word behema. And gabe bakar ksiv ayimarus kvodam betav nishor, ochel esev. And the Gemara goes to a pasuk in Tehillim, but the pasuk in Tehillim talks about how the shor is involved in the avodah zarah. Okay, shor bakar. Okay, min hatzon.
What was the point of switching somewhat?
I guess the Gemara just wanted to know: was there a rhyme and reason? You're right. You agreed. It's not going to make a difference. But min hatzon laotzi tzamoktsa. Okay. Animals set aside for avodah zarah. This is an interesting discussion that the Gemara is going to have now for the next about 15 lines. Animals are set aside for avodah zarah. What does that mean? Meaning animals that are worshipped of avodah zarah, okay, that I understand. They deify their animal, right? They bow down to the animal. They offer sacrifices to their animal. I know that sounds weird, but the whole thing is weird. But okay, fine. But in other words, they're doing an act of worship to their animal, to deify their animal. Muksa is setting aside an animal, right? Okay. That has status. Minatzon lahotzi. I'm sorry. Minatzon lahotzi es hamuksa. Minatzon lahotzi es hanogeach. Am Rabbi Shimon imnemar rova lama nemar nogeach veinemar nogeach lama nemar rova. So I need both an animal that was a nogeach, gored a man to death, and I also need an animal that was involved in the bestiality. Both points are necessary. Because in the world of rova, it doesn't matter if the animal was an active or passive participant in the act. Animal will be forbidden to the mizbeach. That's not true by negicha. Interesting. An animal that was involved in negicha is only forbidden if the animal act on its own. If the animal was prodded, the animal is not a nogeach. Meaning the animal is only at that point considered a tool as an instrument, but the animal itself is not considered nogeach. Yesh benogeach shenogeach mishalem is a kofar mashen kein barova, and there's a facet by negicha which is that the owner of the animal under certain circumstances, i.e., this is the third or fourth time that it did it, the owner of the animal has to pay kofar, has to actually pay a ransom for the victim and give it to the victim's family. Mashen kim barova, you don't have that concept by rova. So hutzrich lomar rova, hutzrich lomar nogeach. Okay, so that's why the Torah has to exclude both from the mizbeach. Va'itan masle mehacha. Okay, now the Gemara is going to quote another brisa, and this other brisa is going to arrive at all the same conclusions, just a different avenue. D'tanya, we learned in another brisa. Ha rova va'nirva heim. Over sham. You know what these animals are like? They're like an animal that was blemished, but it was a mum over, a temporary blemish before you were makdish it. And in other words, they will receive kedusha saguf, these animals. And if you want to redeem these animals, they need to develop a real blemish. So my Talmud chasur mechzer v'achitani. So the Gemara says, the Bryson was a little bit unclear. Can we get a little more clarity over here? So the Gemara says, sure. The first thing that the Bryson is doing is just establishing. How do we know these animals are usur? So the Gemara says, kimashkitem mumbam. We have the word hashkata. Hashkata means destruction. These are destroyed animals. They're like blemished animals. Therefore, they can't be brought to the Mizbeach. Now, what does destruction mean? What does the word hashkata mean? It's a reference to two isurim, notably idolatry and illicit behavior, immoral behavior. So, as far as the Dvar Erva is concerned, we go back to Parshas Noach, where they were involved in immoral behavior, kishchi kol basar darko al haaretz. And avos kochavim dichtiv pentashchitum v'asisa machem pesul tmuna kol semo. So kol shamum posel behem dvar erva avos kochavim posel behem. Good. So the first thing that we've established now is that if it has a blemish, it's going to be forbidden to the mizbeach. If it has either avodah zara or arayos connected to it, it also will be possible for the avodah zara. Good. So this is all tana debei Rav Yishmael. Same conclusion, rova v'nirva cannot be used for the mizbeach. Nevad cannot be used for the mizbeach, but he doesn't learn it out from the min ha-bakar and min ha-behema that our first Tana did. Tana be Rav Yishmael min ha-behema min ha-bakar min ha-tzom ma-darish behu. Okay, here we go. Gemara is accounting, right? So what is the second brisa going to do with the first brisa's drushas? Mi ba'ile prat l'chol ha-zakein u-muzham. So they also come to exclude an animal that is sick, an animal that's old, an animal that is muzham. That's smelly. Okay? Seems to me like every animal is that. Apparently, the Gemara is talking about excessive smell of an animal. Tanakama dafkin lahani kray larova venir v'chol v'zakim muzam anale. Now, our first Tana, who uses these psukim to exclude a rova venir v'nevad, how does he know that chol v'zakim and muzam are prohibited? Are apostle? Nafkalei min atzor mekvasim min aizin. Okay, so other mentions minatzon, minakvasim, minazin, or Tana de Bei Rav Yishmael, orche dekar lishtu hache. And Tana de Bei Rav Yishmael says, no, those psukim are not meant to be darshaned. Okay, and I mean, the Gemara could have gone on, but the Gemara stops over there. Ezu muksa la'avodas kochavim. Okay, an animal set aside for avodah zara. Amr shlaki she'nasar ela muksa la'sheva shanim. Okay? We say muksa, we mean it has to be set aside for 7 years. Meaning, basically, muksa, an animal set aside for avodah zara. What does that mean? Meaning, if a non-Jew just simply points to an animal and says, you know, I plan on using that for avodah zara, meaning, there's no such thing as hektish when it comes to a non-Jew. Right? When we offer a karban on the base of Mikdash to Hashem, so we have this process called we're makdish the animal. We sanctify the animal, and now it's given a status. There's no such thing of that in the world of avodah zara. You're not, in other words, we don't recognize a hektish of avodah zara. So muksa, there has to be something specific about it that we know that it was earmarked and set aside for avodah zara. So interesting, Reish Lakish says, you know what it is? It has to have been on reserve for 7 years. Now, 7 years is a long time. In fact, you know, I don't mean this as a joke, but I mean this honestly. You know how they say, like in dog years? Like, life expectancy for an animal is extraordinarily shorter than that of a human. So, seven years is old. And I saw a number of people are bothered by the issue. You know, the Rambam writes that any animal that's after 3 years of age, that's older than three, that animal is already too old. So it's hard to even imagine. Meaning, you have a seven-year-old animal and being used for the mizbech. That should be zaken. It should be old. Okay, so it's an issue, but leave it aside for now. Just right now, we're just wrapping our head around. How do we know that the non-Jew is serious about committing this animal to avodah zarah? So the Gemara says it set it aside for 7 years. Okay, how do I know this? Shenemar vayi balaylahu vayomer lo Hashem kachas parashur asher la'avicha. Gidon mentioned in Sefer Shoftim. So Gidon had an idolatrous father, and he did not follow his father. He was an oved Hashem. He becomes a navi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu explains to him, I want you to take your father's animal that was set aside for avodah zarah, and I want you to use it as a karban. Now basically, the Gemara is going to say this in just a moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Gidon a what's called a hora'a sha'a, meaning a temporary suspension of Yisurim in the Torah. Right? We just read about it in last week's Haftorah by Eliyahu and Har Carmel. Okay? Sometimes Hashem does this, he gives Hora Shah a temporary suspension. So here also, he's basically saying to Gidon, normally these things are not to be used for a karban, but I'm giving you a temporary license to do so. So, and what we learn from this pasuk is, Gidon, in that scenario, could use it, but we normally cannot. Good. So the Gemara says, okay, but how do you know the animal was only set aside of avodah zarah? Maybe it was also worshipped as avodah zarah. Now, Rashi himself makes the admission over here, I don't know where the Gemara got this from. Meaning, where in the psukim does it actually indicate that the animal was actually worshipped? So Rashi makes an admission. He does this very often. I don't know where this comes from. And Rashi back in Brachos says it's good. It's good to admit when you don't know. Right? I do it often. So v'hasa muksa v'alachu nav neva nami hava. Amar v'achar b'yakov muksa lavo v'lo avduhu. So the Gemara answers, no. It was set aside to be neva, but it wasn't actually worship. Rav amar lo olam avduhu v'chidushu k'd rabbi abba barkana dam rabbi abba barkana shmona devarim hitur ba'oso alayla. So the Gemara says that for Gidon, 8 things that are normally prohibited, Gidon was given license by Hashem to do. Harosha. So number 1, Laila. It was nighttime, right? That's right in the pasuk. Vayiba Laila Hahu. It was nighttime. You're not allowed to offer carbon at night. Okay, that's number 1. Number 2, Chutz. Outside the base of Mikdash. Base of Mikdash. They didn't have a base of Mikdash, they had Shiloh. Okay, outside of Shiloh. Laila. Did I just read that? Yes. I'm sorry. Ba'osa Laila. Chutz. I'm sorry. I started counting wrong. Chutz is one. Laila is two. Zarus. He's not a Kohen. Three. Klisharis. Four. They didn't have it. He wasn't using a Klisharis. Kli Asherah. They were using the wood of an Asherah tree. Asherah tree is an idolatrous tree. You can't use the wood of Asherah tree. He was allowed to. The kli was made from Asherah. Atzei Asherah, the wood was Asherah. Umuksa v'nevad. And 7 and 8 is Muksa and Nevad. The animal was set aside for Avodah Zarah. The animal was worshipped for Avodah Zarah. Okay, fine, good. Amar of Tuvi Barmas, Amar of Yoshe, Minan Lamuksa, Minatar, Shinamar. Tishmeru Lakriv Li Bemoado. Kosha Osen Li Shimor. So, Kosha Osen Lo Shimor. So the Gemara says that there has to be some sort of Shimor, meaning that it has to be some sort of waiting period before you offer a carbon to Hashem. Maskavla Abaya, Lamiata, Isis. Imra Ditsuma Velo Avid Le Shimor. Hachinami de Lachazir La Krava. Really? The animal needs to be set aside and Shimor needs to be done? So Amalei Anatishmer Lakriv Li Bemoado Kamina Li Velo La Adon Acher. Meaning it's for me. Once you set it aside for somebody else, so then you can no longer use it. So in other words, and what does that mean? It means that if it's set aside for Avodah Zarah, you cannot use it. Okay. All right. We'll pause over here. Okay. Good. So today we covered the various disqualifications of what cannot be used for the Mizbeach. We spent a significant amount of time talking about today Rova Venirva, Nevad, and now we're finishing up. We have a little bit more to go to finish up Muksa. Tomorrow, after we finish up Muksa, we get to Esnan, animals that are used in exchange for prostitution, and then Mechir Kalef, animals that exchange for dogs.